full of crawdads and everything else, but us boys, oh, maybe 18 inches deep, but we'd go down and walk around in that, you know.
Yeah.
Then I'd have to go home and take a bath.
Just deep enough to get wet.
Get wet and muddy.
Yeah, all that old slimy water. I was wondering if you had any term for, oh, jumping in on your stomach and making the water flash, if that was a...
We had diving boards.
Did you get, well, I was thinking of hitting the water more, belly buster or something like that. Did
well,
you?
We didn't, I don't remember anything about anything like that.
I remember that would really make the water flop. Oh, how about that trick that you do on the grass, maybe? Put your head down and kick your heels and flop over on your back?
Turn a somersault?
Yeah.
Yeah. Flips, we had flip flop where you go back, it's called back spring, you know?
I could never do that.
Huh? I never could go backwards, but I'd go the other way.
Yeah. And you said you
swim. You ever play hop, skip, and jump?
Yeah, that's good exercise.
You ever heard of leap the bullfrog?
Yeah.
Get a boy wrong row him, you know?
Yeah. You said you swam quite a bit then.
Huh?
You swam
We went swimming an awful lot. Uh-huh. I had a brother could even, he was in the Navy 13 years. He'd dive under a battleship.
Hmm. Holding his breath?
Yeah.
My goodness. I don't think I could hold my breath till I got to the
water.
He was
really a swimmer. We went down one day to swim in this water hole, and a lot of fellas took their girls along, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this brother, just kid of mine then, and there's a fella there had a girl, well, she wasn't too smart, and he's kind of makes feet, and she's out in there. Well, this brother of mine dove under and got her by the feet and flopped her over, and she went under.
Whoops.
And this fella got her up, and she was kind of struggling around, and here this kid brother of mine dived in again and took her under there. He died and I grounded her before this fella got her out. He was having a lot of fun, but he didn't know that this fella finally got her out.
And he swam out there?
My brother swam out there and dived under and put her legs out from under, you know.
Mm-hmm. Boy, she have a, did you say she almost drowned?
Yeah, you know, he got her out in time, save her.
Huh?
But this kid, a brother of mine, he was just having a lot of fun. He didn't know that he's about to drown her, you know.
Uh-huh.
Poor boy. He got gas in the war and lived 4 years in this veteran hospital in Alexander, Louisiana.
Hmm.
His wife still, she was nursing the Army at the same time, mm-hmm. in the war at the same time, First World War, and she's still there.
Hmm. He was the one that could swim?
Yeah, he was a good swimmer.
Mm-hmm. What did you call it when you had a little baby that was just before he could walk? He could go along on all fours? And
huh?
Little baby before he can walk?
Well, we all called him Crawl.
Crawl?
Yeah.
And then when they get a little bigger, after the baby has crawled a while, then...
Well, he'll get a hold of a chair and pull himself up.
Uh-huh. You say, see, he did what?
Huh?
He climbed, or?
Climbed, yeah.
Huh?
Climbed up the side of a chair, you know, something like that.
Yeah. That's not only little babies, that's boys and trees.
That's right.
Well, I think I've climbed more trees and fallen out of half of them than I went up. Let's see, in church, if someone was down on his knees, you'd say he'd what?
Praying.
Huh?
They used to get down more than they do now, you know. They used to always, when they'd have prayer, they'd get down to their seats, and whenever you had prayer, been at all the churches, they kneel right, you know, say you're sitting in a pew, you get down and kneel right there at your pew, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do that so much anymore. I never hear tell them about it anymore.
They do in some churches,
They do in some churches, yes.
The Episcopal Church does that.
Well, they send the God Church up here. Mm-hmm. I help finance it. They do that. That's their awful nice bunch of people, too.